My father used to tell me stories about the war, his war, the Pacific campaign of World War II. He was a 19-year-old staff sergeant in a B-24 bomber squadron based in Saipan and later Okinawa. In one story, it is his job to write letters home to the families of flyers who have been killed in action. Always, he writes the same story. Your husband, or brother or son, died quickly and did not suffer. The story is both true and a lie, and someone always writes back, a priest, an uncle, a brother-in-law, a rabbi, always a man, always asking the same question. What really happened? How did he really die? I know you had to sugarcoat it for the wife, mother, sister, but you can tell me. And my father always writes back, he did not suffer. But of course, he had no idea. Most of the men lost in his squadron simply didn't come back. They might have been shot out of the sky or simply run out of fuel over the ocean, and rarely did anyone know much more than that. In another story, my father is standing guard duty on Okinawa in the middle of the night. The main battle is over, but thousands of Japanese soldiers are still hiding out on the island. They sneak down and crouch behind the railroad embankment to watch the outdoor movies. They apparently love Betty Davis. My father waits in the dark, carbine in hand, and a shadow slinks toward him into the light, a Japanese soldier. My father is terrified, panics, raises his carbine, and squeezes the trigger. Nothing happens. He has forgotten to release the safety. Now he sees the Japanese soldier in detail. The man is emaciated, clothed in rags, waggling his hands. My father takes the grateful soldier into custody and remains thankful every day of his life that he did not shoot the poor guy, who only wanted to surrender. The last story happens near the end of the war. The atomic bomb has been dropped twice, and Japan has surrendered. But a great typhoon rises out of the sea and sweeps over the island. It overturns the 16-ton Liberator bombers and smashes them into wreckage. It sweeps the tents and corrugated steel Quonset huts into a giant trash heap, all but one. It blows away half of that rounded hut, and my father and the rest of his squadron mates huddle into the remaining lean-to as the storm takes all night to pass. It is the first time officers and enlisted men share the same quarters. In the morning, the camp is a scene of devastation. Trees down, jeeps overturned, airplanes upside down, buildings demolished. But there, sitting serenely atop the wreckage, my father finds a carton of eggs, completely intact. Three war stories, all of them capturing the larger story of grief, fear, devastation, and survival, all without a single death, but with death underscoring every line. And in between the lines, humanity.